The state is losing a bundle of money from people who buy online and don't pay sales taxes, says Madison-based retail analyst Doug Johnson. Governor Doyle has tried to tax those purchases, so far unsuccessfully.
Governor Doyle has been a champion of streamlined sales tax, and God bless him. We've also had lukewarm support in the legislature, but that is likely to change.
With Democrats now controlling both houses, according to Johnson, he says the added revenue from the tax, up to $200 million a year, would come in handy with the state facing a $5.4 billion budget deficit. John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.